In a world in which movies struggle to find plot, Alan Adams of The Main Edge breaks it down for you in Pass the Popcorn. Now on Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
That's right. It's time to talk movies. Alan Adams of The Main Edge here for Pass the Popcorn. Brought to you by our friends at Bangor Mall, Cinema 10, Stillwater Avenue in Bangor, where they have a film for everyone in the family. Hello, Al.
Hello. How's it going?
Oh, outstanding. Thank you. Welcome in.
Oh, I know, right? It's a beautiful day out there. It's
gorgeous.
You know, don't get me wrong. Like, I still have not put away my shovels, nor have I drained the gas tank on my snowblower because I care about each and every one of these people out here, and I don't want to ruin anything for anybody.
Yeah,
so.
I might have caused some of the recent bad weather by doing that. I apologize. You had a good weekend?
I did. It was I was in and out, and we did a bunch of stuff, but yeah, it was good.
Nice. And you got to see some movies.
I did. I got to see a couple.
All right. Good, bad, ugly?
Pretty good.
Okay, we'll take pretty good.
Pretty good.
This time of year, pretty good work.
Yeah. There's one I almost feel bad calling it pretty good, because it's the sort of, it's one of those movies where important doesn't necessarily mean great.
Yes.
When it comes to movies, this is one of those.
Oh.
It's a movie called The Promise. Stars Oscar Isaac, Christian Bale, Charlotte LeBon, and it's set in Turkey in the beginning years of World War I, during the time of the Armenian genocide, which is a stretch of time that I think is woefully unfamiliar to a lot of certainly a lot of people in this country. Just because it's one of those sort of swept under the rug kind of events that you don't necessarily see a ton of in a lot of the history books. I can't say this for sure, but I think this might be the first big budget Hollywood offering that has kind of tackled that particular event. Important, I think, is a good qualifier. However... what they've done is they've also included a fairly generic kind of love triangle love story in there, as featuring Oscar Isaac plays a young man, an aspiring doctor, who gets betrothed in his small village and winds up taking the dowry and going to Constantinople to go to med school. He's staying with his rich uncle. He winds up meeting his niece's tutor, a young woman named Anna, played by Charlotte LeBon. He immediately is infatuated, but she's in a relationship with an Associated Press reporter by the name of Chris Myers. That's Christian Bale, who's in country to report on the events that are going on. And so you've got these stretches of really intense and kind of disconcerting, imagery and events that are happening, but you've also got this this will they won't they weirdly shifting sort of love triangle in the middle of things. And I get it, I understand why it's there, but it's just I feel like it sort of reduces the impact of what you're actually, I think, trying to say with this movie,
right?
Because it's a movie that has been kicking around Hollywood for years, and only got made because an Armenian American businessman basically fronted something like nine figures for the budget to make it go.
Wow.
Because it's a story that that he feels very strongly should be told. I wish there had been more of that story and less of the sort of the romance angle. Again, I get why you do it. I just wish it had been maybe handled in a different way. And, this isn't to fault any of the primary performers. Like, they're all excellent. Like, they're all incredibly talented people. I just don't think they were given quite enough to go with. Bale in particular, I think, I don't think third wheel really suits him particularly well. And so there were some struggles. Again, it was a pretty good movie, but again, I just don't think it had the impact that maybe it probably should have.
All right, so but important, but not necessarily great.
Yes, and certainly worth seeing, especially for you know, it's not a movie for kids, but, you know, older teenagers and, you know, people who are sort of building an awareness for the, you know, the history of the world around them. I think it's an important movie for them to see.
All right. What's the other one you had a chance to see?
The other movie it's a movie called Gifted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it stars Chris Evans. He's a he's a repairing boats in a coastal Florida town, right? But it's basically a child prodigy movie. And full disclosure, I love child prodigy movies.
Me too.
Just love them. I love the idea of these preternaturally talented little kids. And I don't care if it's math or music or chess. Searching for Bobby Fischer is one of my favorite movies. I love that movie.
Me too.
Another great one that I think is kind of underrated, Little Man Tate with Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
I don't think it quite reaches the level of those ones, you know, sort of in that early 90s child prodigy movie heyday, but it's really pretty good. Like I said, Chris Evans stars. He's the uncle to this little girl. Her name's Mary. They live in this small town in Florida. He's been raising her for years, ever since her the unfortunate passing of her brilliant mathematician mother. So he's kind of been homeschooling her and stuff, and finally realizes, you know, she needs social development. She's not, you know, she doesn't have any friends her own age, and he puts her in public school, where the extent of her abilities, you know, becomes kind of a bit of a cause for her first grade teacher, who's played by Jenny Slate, who's wonderful here. It winds up attracting the attention of Frank's estranged mother, the girl's grandmother, this woman named Evelyn, played by Lindsay Duncan. And she decides that Mary needs to be, you know, pushed in the same way that her mother was pushed, and, you know, to, you know, go to all the schools with the tutors and the rigmarole that comes with the gifted and talented kind of mindset. Frank disagrees. He wants Mary to have a life of her own, like a regular life, something resembling a normal life, the life that his sister never got a chance to have. And so we get to watch this sort of family drama kind of play out between these two, it's a really pretty intense kind of situation. Things fall apart maybe a little bit in the third act. It goes towards an ending that ultimately proves to be fairly predictable. In terms of the actual the breadth of the storytelling, I really enjoyed it. It's one of those scripts. You've heard of The Blacklist?
Yeah.
It was a Blacklist script in 2014, I think. It was part of their table reading series. That's how it got kind of pushed forward to get made. The performances are great. It's easy to forget with Chris Evans because, you know, he's Captain America. The dude's a talented actor, and it's great to kind of see him, sort of step outside the Marvel machine. Although I did make a joke to my wife at one point saying they're taking a really interesting direction with these Captain America movies. but he's great. The little girl, her name's McKenna Grace. She's been in a couple of things, and she's excellent. You know how, and we've talked about this before, good, really, really good child actors are rare, and really bad ones will utterly ruin your movie.
They will
ruin the movie going experience. And she's really great. Like, she does a great job of kind of capturing that spark that you need when you're doing one of these movies.
Well, and we talked about it, but that, to me, that's what made Stranger Things work so well, is that the kids were so great.
Exactly. And, you know, and she's, you know, and especially the dynamic between her and Chris Evans is phenomenal. Like, they just have a wonderful energy between them. Like, it feels like that weird blend of paternalism and fraternity that I think would come with an irresponsible uncle being brought on to raise a kid who's probably smarter than he is. So they're great. Octavia Spencer is in this as one of Frank's neighbors. She's also excellent. It's a really sweet and heartfelt movie. It's got some great funny bits. It's fairly smart. Again, like there's a predictability to it, but the quality of the performances and especially the little girl at the emotional center of the movie, like it is well worth your time.
Well, and good to see Jenny Slate too, who is known mostly for comedy work, but got great reviews for a little indie film called Obvious Child, and
yeah.
And is awfully talented.
Yeah, and she's great here. Like she does a wonderful job of, you know, of that that eureka moment with that I'm sure all teachers feel when they see a kid who's truly gifted, truly special in their classroom. And then, you know, also does a great job dealing with the fallout when that discovery doesn't necessarily play out the way that she would have anticipated.
Very nice. Alan Adams talking movies with us on Pass the Popcorn every Monday afternoon, brought to you by our friends at Bangor Mall Cinema, where they have a film for everyone in the family.